This is my home. It's where my wife and I attended school. Where one son and my daughter earned their degree. Where my other son will enroll this fall. I expect my home to be safe. Safe to all that live here and safe to all that visit. Like any home, its safety requires shared responsibility and accountability. As athletic director, I am responsible to make tomorrow better than today. I've assigned Jennifer Smith, Alan Haller, and Elliot Daniels to oversight roles in areas within our football program. It does not diminish the coaching staff's accountability nor my expectations of them for the recruitment and leadership of our student athletes. Rather, it is to ensure that we have programmatic systems in place that are efficient and effective. I continue to listen and engage with student athletes, students, faculty and staff, campus, and community leaders on issues, including frank conversations about today's topic. I offer my deepest compassion to the young woman and her family. Sexual assault has no place on our campus, on any college campus. In fact, there is no culture where it's acceptable for one person to abuse another. Systems are in place here at Michigan State, but like any place else, they have to continue to improve. Improve in order to prevent and to respond. Improve in order to keep pace with today's society. Voices must be heard. Bystanders must react. Care and compassion provided to survivors. And we all, everyone, men and women, the entire community must do their part to stop the behaviors of abuse.
Thank you, Mark. First of all, I want to thank everybody for being here today. We've understood from the beginning of this situation that there was a legal process that needed to take place to ensure fairness to everyone involved. We've been respectful of that process for the past 4 months. In response to today's charges, Josh King, Donnie Corley, and Dimitri Vance have been dismissed from our program effective immediately. When we choose student athletes to come to MSU, we enter into a relationship with them and their families, and we welcome them into ours. We emphasize that success on the field is not enough. I say oftentimes, with success comes greater responsibility. I make it clear all of this when all three individuals were suspended 4 months ago upon learning of these allegations. They also must embrace our core principles, which include integrity, as Mark talked about, respect, accountability, trust, and communication. The individuals in this case put themselves in a compromising position and did not live up to the standards we have outlined for this program. Sexual assault has no place in this community. Like Mark, I have had two daughters that have gone to school here. I understand the importance that that last statement has in their lives and the lives of so many others here at Michigan State. I want to share my deep concern for the young woman affected and her family by this situation. This is and has been an extremely challenging situation that we've taken very seriously throughout the entire process. It has affected everyone in this program, top to bottom. From the people that cover this, to our athletic director, our president, our board of trustees, to our coaches, our players, everybody, to the families. The high standards I have established for this program will not change. The values that we teach to everyone in this program will be enforced. I expect all of our players and staff to conduct themselves in a manner that reflects the ideals of this university. At some point in time, we knew this would end. And we prepared ourselves for this moment.